Paul, you had mentioned recently about the focus being on continuing the process with the young core driving the team. How much do you think your younger players appreciate, put it on themselves, and are pleased to be a part of that process to get you guys where you want to be?
Well, they appreciate the opportunity for sure. Most of those guys are playing big minutes now, and some of it's through injury, some of it's players left, and we've got a young group there. So they're handling it right. They're not bystanders in the game. They're trying to make a difference when they touch the puck. They're trying to be complete players. So we're excited about the opportunity they get, even though it's somewhat of a painful process.
Andrew Kopp's pretty excited about playing this game tonight. If the game's going well for him, do you give him a little bit more ice?
We will, yes, would be the answer. But we'll treat him as an NHL hockey player. He may get out there a little more early, maybe right off the hop, who knows. And then the puck drops and it's game on.
How would you describe his development over the course of the year, Paul?
I would say solid. It's unusual for a player to not play in the American Hockey League. He had a pretty good IQ defensively. Like he's been a plus player for us this year. I think you're starting to see him emerge. Because he's getting some PK time now. His face-offs have improved, so we can use him on the penalty kill, and that keeps him in a better rhythm for the game, so he's looking a little bit quicker. I think both Halischuk and Lippon, too, have had a real positive effect. That pace that they play at, he's learning to get to that pro pace.
That injury set him back. Obviously, he gets his first goal in Columbus.
Yeah, I think it did. I think it's a nagging injury for him too, and but he's learned to adapt. As almost everybody has something that they have to maintain year long, and he's learned to adapt. His face-offs are strong.
Obviously, Jacob's been playing more. How big a benefit is that, and what do you think he's been doing well to kind of raise his level in the last?
Skating. At the end of the day, he's a powerful, strong skater. And I also think he's more, every game he gets more comfortable playing the left side and is now starting to exploit some of the benefits across the line or arcing into the middle of the ice with your puck on your forehand and being able to pick better spots to drive.
Obviously, it's a long way off yet. Some of the World Cup rosters announced last week,
right.
You're going to be part of that. What does it mean to you to get to be participate in something like that?
Just a great opportunity. There is almost no professional development in coaching for hockey coaches. There's the meetings, nobody's sharing anything, but when you get to those tournaments, everybody puts everything they have on the table, and you get to talk to really interesting coaches. Ralph Kruger has done a lot of work on leadership and has had a very interesting career over in Europe, coached in the NHL, and Bradshaw, has a big impact on a real good penalty killing unit in St. Louis. So there's lots of things that you can learn. And then it's what an unusual tournament. It's at the start of the year. Everybody's fresh. Everybody's excited about hockey. So it's going to be great.
Just a little bit more of a comfort level for Marco on the right side.
So not if you had asked him, in my mind, and we do when every player comes in, what's your best spot? He said he was very comfortable on either side. Didn't love the results of his last game, but he's been, other than that, been very consistent. Some good hockey, beat some good teams, and things haven't gone the way they wanted to in the last three, and that playoff picture tightens up, and then you've got at least two of the finest leaders in sports sitting in that locker room, so they're coming tonight, and they know they have to win this on their calendar. This is a must-win game for them, which you probably at times you're looking at using that to your advantage. But I'm not sure with Zetterberg and Tatsuk having final say before the room they go out onto the ice, there's going to be much of an advantage there.
Being around as long as you have, how impressive is that streak that they had, like the 24 in a row and trying to make it 25? Like, how hard is that to do with the NHL?
Well, it's incredibly impressive. The biggest one is also the shifts that happened in the league. They were playing a different game than the rest of the league. I remember coming, having back-to-back when I was coaching the Hartford Whalers. I don't know what the exact number was. I know back-to-back games, they were in the 50s and we were in the teens. And it's just because they got bored. So they were playing, when everybody else was trying to beat each other up, they were playing with the puck, But I also remember playing Major Junior in Windsor. And it might have been easier to get a ticket to the Red Wing games than it was to the Spitfire games. So there was a time, when pretty sure they were giving a car away a game. So, but their longevity and Stanley Cups, and at the end of the day, they've just done a marvelous job bringing the right kind of people to play here. Just spectacular leadership, you know. When they beat us in 0-2, I think there will be 11 or 12 Hall of Fame people on that roster. It's not so bad. Wasn't so good for us, but not so bad for them.